things new. That is the theme. And this is something that you probably would be hearing as a theme as we move forward. We believe God is doing a brand new thing here. I don't know if you can sense it, but God is doing a new thing here at Oceans Church. My spirit has been stirred about what God is about to do. Here as a church, and in your own lives, I keep reading those praise reports that you keep sending every week. And every week I look at that and I'm overwhelmed with the faithfulness of God in every situation. We're seeing breakthrough happening, not just us as a church, but we're seeing breakthrough happening in individuals' lives. God is doing a brand new thing. He's saying, look, don't you see it? For us to see what God is doing, we almost have to put on fresh pair of eyes to see the new things that He's doing. God is doing a brand new business. He's saying, would you partner up? Would you partner up with what I'm doing? Would you join in with what I'm doing? Throughout this week, it's been this build up of something that I still cannot fully understand what God is doing. All I know that it's good, He's in it, and He's showing me the way because He's already ahead of me. Isn't that a good place to be? He's right behind God. He's ahead of you, and He's leading the way. He's going ahead of me. He's leading me the way where we need to go as a church. And that is a safe place. Safe place. I was watching this show last night called Dangerous Roads. Anybody know what that is? Dangerous Roads? And actually, last night I watched Alaska, the ice road thingy. And in Dangerous Road, there are these two British guys that came in. And they were driving the ice road for the very first time. Can you imagine the experience that they had in terms of driving on this dangerous road with zero visibility? It came to the point where they were radioing somebody, like a big semi that was behind them. They stopped because on that road you don't want to stop. You know why? No one can see you. If you do stop, basically you're going to die. So they're radioing, I think they use the term four-wheeler, right? Is that a term that anybody drive on ice road? No. Anyway, they're using, I'm learning these new as well. So she's calling four-wheeler, blah, 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 southbound, and let us know where we... Northbound? Yeah, most likely. Yeah, it's north, sorry. Yeah, north, they're going north. So it's like, she's radioing in, and they're saying, this is my position. I'm heading there. If you see me, go ahead of me. So somebody radioed back and said, yes, I can see you. Leave your lights on, and I'm going ahead of you. And you follow me where I need to go. That is somebody who take the initiative and went ahead of the other person so that the other person can follow the lights and go in the right direction. Okay, this is what God is doing. God is saying, don't stop. Leave your lights on. Keep doing business. I'm going ahead of you, and you follow me. God is doing a new thing. Everybody likes new stuff. I like a new t-shirt. got a new haircut. Jordan does an amazing job with my hair. I like a haircut. But guess what? None of the new things last. I'm on a schedule with him. After a certain time, I'll be going in and say, hey, this thing is growing. It needs cut. Or if I wear brand new shoes, guess what? They're going to get dirty. They're going to have holes in them eventually. If I have a brand new car, eventually that brand new car is going to stink of something that my kids left behind. A dirty diaper that was not taken out. That has happened. What I'm saying is that nothing new would last except one thing. New life in Jesus. New life in Jesus is forever. There is not an expiration on that. You will have that forever. And it starts at the moment you give your life to Him. That's where you start a brand new life. God is doing a brand new thing here in Oceans Church. It's like there's a new life here. There is something that God is springing forth. We don't fully understand. I certainly don't fully understand as the pastor of this church. But I know it's good. I know God has gone ahead of me just like that semi-truck. He said, you might not see exactly where you're heading, but you keep your eyes on me. The oceans that you know now, I'm going to release something really powerful. You better be paying attention to this because that's going to be something that you're going to hold on to. The oceans that you're seeing now, the ocean as a church, is not going to be the same as the ocean you're going to see tomorrow, or in the next day, or in the day after that, or in the next month, or in the next year. There's a new thing that God is bringing forth that is going to bring a newness that's going to be an everlasting, rolling newness. A new season happening each and every time you look around because you're moving ahead with God. It's a newness, a new season. In fact, we're starting this hashtag, which I had to figure that out, how we start a hashtag. Can you put that thingy there? Okay. It is. Everybody can read that, right? Hashtag Oceans New Life. And Lauren helped me out this morning. Yes. I know, because I'm kind of a little challenged in that area because I don't know what I'm really doing. A lot of times I need to have Don help me out because if I click on something, something else pops up. So anyway, that is what you're going to see as a theme going forward. So when they are taking their baptism over there, I want you to do this. You take out your cell phone. Everybody has a cell phone, right? If you don't have a cell phone, raise your hand. Should we give him a cell phone? Seriously, he's been asking for one. He doesn't need a cell phone. He doesn't go anywhere. Oh, Thomas needs a cell phone too. Oh, actually this week. The 13th. He'll be 13. Gosh. What was I saying? Yeah. New life. I want you to take a picture of baptism or anything that you want. I want you to post it out on your wall. You can do, you know how that works, right? We're going to have a little you know, we can show you a little bit later on if you want to know how that works. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You're on your phone all the time. I want you to post that picture on your wall. You tag Oceans Church on it. You know what I'm talking about. You know how to do this. And you use this hashtag on there. You start that today. And that's going to be something that's going to keep going. That is where we're going to start this new thing. It's called Oceans Church. New life. New way of doing things. New identity. God is doing a brand new thing. And God wants all of us to be part of it. You know, I want to be part of where God is at. I don't care where he's moving, but I want to move along with him. Over my life, I felt that was the safest place to be. We might not fully understand why we in this season, but we just trust God. We know that he's there and we are following him. We are hearing his voice in spite of this difficult situation that we are in, because we are hearing his voice. We're following his lead. He's ahead of us like this semi truck. We just keep going. We just keep going. And that's the way it's going to be. As we move forward as Oceans Church, we're talking about new life. New life is this: out with the old and in with the new. Out with the old and in with the new. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this: therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that's where you need to start, in Christ. You cannot start anywhere else to have new life. New life that would last. New life that will not stink after a while. New life in Christ is a new fragrant every single day. It's fresh. It's clean. It's anointed. It's powerful. It's welcoming. It has an identity of its own. New life in Christ. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. In Christ, we become a new creation. In Christ, we become a new church. As long as our focus stays on Christ, we can cling on to the new. The moment we deviate from Christ, everything that we do, if it is not Christ-centered, there is no new life. There is no new creation. There is nothing that would last forever. So everything hinges on us being in Christ. Our church exists because we do everything because of Christ. That is the message. And that's the only thing that we stand on. So if you're standing in your life at home on anything else but Christ, you would fail. There won't be anything new. It will not last. It might have the appearance of something great, but it will fizzle out when pressures of life would come in. But when you hung on to Christ, pressures would come, but hope will supersede everything else that you're feeling. Joy will supersede the pain. You're going to feel like you are connected with God in the middle of a storm. You can walk through it because you know that God is with you. You're going to feel his presence around you. That is you being in Christ. All making way for the new does not mean that you lose your identity. When God is doing a new thing, is moving you from here to here, you do not lose your identity. Because your identity is established in Christ. You are not your own. You've been bought by Jesus. You've been bought by his blood. That is where you have your identity. So if God moves you from this place to this place, you don't lose identity because you've left the old behind. You don't leave that. The identity that God has given you in Christ stays the same wherever you go. So let me ask you this. If Ocean's Church does not exist in this building, behind those four walls, and Ocean's Church exists somewhere else, do we lose who we are? Why? Because we are not bound by the four walls of this church. The building itself doesn't matter. So when you leave the old and you embrace the new, you don't lose who you are. You don't lose your identity. Guess what you do? Guess what you do? You gain access to new things. To greater things. Better things. When you let go of the old and you embrace the new, guess what else you get? Authority. You operate under greater authority because you occupy greater territory. When you leave behind the whole old and you embrace something new that God is in, you would go from strength to strength, from great to greater. The second part of new life is this. You're dead to self. You're dead to self. Because if you're in Christ, there is no hidden agenda. There is no hidden motive. It's all about him. It's all about him. Galatians 2:20 says, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Really, you're a dead man walking or a dead woman walking. That's the way you should see yourself. You're dead, but alive in Christ. You're dead to yourself, but you're fully alive in him. And the third part is this. And with this, we're going to wrap up so we can get baptism going. And that's really powerful. The third part is simply this. New life means no longer slave to sin. In Christ, you are no longer a slave to sin. Romans 6:6 says this. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ, so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slave to sin. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. Because you are a new creation, sin has no power over you. That's why you can go in territory and claim what God wants you to claim. Because you're walking in a higher authority where sin cannot hold you down. Because the enemy has been defeated. When the enemy has been defeated, the power of sin is broken over you. Freedom comes in. When sin has been defeated, freedom came. So that you may enjoy life and life to the fullest. We're here to celebrate the enemy that has been defeated by Jesus. We're here to celebrate that victory. I want everybody who's getting baptized to come forward. You can just stay right, stand in front, stand in line right here. Can you help me with the pulpit? All I know is this. Exactly what is written on your shirt. All things new. Revelations 21:5 says this. Behold, I am doing a new thing. All things have become new. Only God can do new things. New things that would last forever. I believe this is a pivotal time for you to experience the newness of God. All of you are here for different reasons. But it's still the same newness in Christ. You're being baptized to celebrate what Jesus has already done for you. You're celebrating freedom. A new chapter in your life. A new beginning. A renewed commitment. All of heaven rejoice. And we rejoice with you. I'm speaking blessing over each and every one of you. I can see the Lord's face that is shining upon you. God is pleased with what He sees. He's seeing your heart right now. This moment is priceless. This moment is something that you're going to remember for the rest of your life. It's that newness that God began that is eternal. It will never go away. Pressure would come. Pain will come. Trouble will come. But you will always remember whom you're serving. A great God that has given you victory because the enemy has been defeated. Nothing can hold you down, not even death can hold you down. Because the resurrection power of Jesus Himself lives inside of you. One day we're going to depart and we're going to be going separate ways, but I will see you again. That is the hope that we have, is that we are a family. We can never be separated. Even we are temporarily separated over a period of time. But we will be back again forever. It's resurrection life. I want everybody to stand up. And you stretch your hand over them as we pray. Father, we're releasing a blessing over them right now in Jesus' name. As they receive this baptism, Lord God, as a verbal expression of what you're doing in them, Lord God. That you know their hearts, you know where they are, you know exactly why they're doing it, Lord God. And I pray that you'll meet them right there. In Jesus' name. And everybody say, amen. Amen. Now you guys can be dismissed and go back to the room. Yes, just them. All of you guys, you can stay here. We're still going to have worship. They're going to go and get ready. And I'm going to go get ready too.
Do you want me to finish the...
Yeah.
Are you going to go get
ready?
No, they're going to
see.
Okay. And then I'll tell them.
The enemy has been defeated. And death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. The enemy has been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. The enemy has been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. The enemy has been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. The enemy has been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna sing your praises round. The enemy has been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises round.
We lift your name up.
Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Oh, we lift your name up. Cause the enemy has been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. The enemy has been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna sing your voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. Cause the enemy has been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises sound. Cause the enemy has been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. Lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises sound. Gonna make your praises loud.